A recent study says regional native corporation Sea Alaska is the largest employer on Prince of Wales Island. It's also a significant economic player in other parts of Southeast, but that role is shrinking as the corporation's timber supply declines. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska spends about $40 million a year in Southeast Alaska, employing about 420 people. That's according to an economic report based on the year 2007 prepared by the McDowell Group, a Juneau-based research company. About half the spending and more than half the jobs are on Prince of Wales Island. That includes direct employees and contractors in logging and shiploading operations. The report says that makes Sea Alaska the largest creator of jobs on the island. Chris McNeil is president and CEO of Sea Alaska.
You know, all of this makes a very big impact in areas where there are not a whole bunch of other enterprises that are operating. And, you know, we've made a very strong commitment over the years to southeastern Alaska communities, and we hope to be able to continue that.
Sea Alaska owns plastics and metals fabrication plants, an environmental cleanup firm, and a prototype development company. But those are in the lower 48. McNeil says most of the corporation's southeast business comes from logging its land. Much of that timber has been cut, and it's too early to go after the next generation of trees.
We, 2 years ago, had dropped our timber harvest from 100 million board feet to 50 million board feet to recognize the amount of our estimated remaining merchantable timber. We could see the decline there after we had completed a large-scale assessment of our remaining timber. We've got a fair amount of standing timber, but the merchantable timber is quite a bit less.
Most of Sea Alaska's logs are sold to Asia in the round. It plans to continue that strategy as long as it brings the best price, but McNeil says the corporation is looking harder at buyers closer to home.
We sell trees not only into overseas markets in the Far East, but also we have sold domestically. We sold pulp. We sold to the Pacific Northwest market, principally with our cedar. So basically, our obligation is to sell where the markets lie.
Southeast's pulp mills, which closed in the 90s, bought some Sea Alaska timber, and the region's remaining sawmills sometimes purchase the corporation's logs. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says the mills would like to buy more Sea Alaska wood. That's because they've been able to get far less than they need from the Forest Service, but he says they can't afford the price.
Right now, our timber supply in the region is so small that we have very little economy of scale, and it's hard for us to be competitive with other markets. And so Sea Alaska, you know, is doing the best they can by their shareholders, going to where they get the most value for their timber.
Sea Alaska expects to run out of trees worth cutting in about 5 years. It's asked Alaska's congressional delegation for legislation allowing it to select more Prince of Wales timberlands, and two measures have been introduced. But their chances in Congress are uncertain. Former Wrangell and Juneau newspaper editor Larry Pursley, who also worked for the governor's Washington, D.C. office, says opposition comes from both sides of the aisle.
You're going to have environmental groups and others fighting this, saying that, hey, there's already been enough logging on a large scale on the Tongass. We don't need more logging. You're going to have other people saying Congress and the federal government has done enough for Native corporations with the no-bid 8A contracts, with the tax savings that were granted to them, or they could sell net operating losses. It's just going to be tough to get through.
Sea Alaska's $40 million in annual spending includes its corporate headquarters and its cultural arm, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.